time now, my son. It's time to pass the plate.
But, Reverend, I have a terrible, important question to ask.
Yes, I want you all to dig way down deep.
But I have got to ask this question.
What do you want?
Reverend, what is God?
Yeah, what is God?
What is God?
All right, I'm going to tell you. Pass the plate. God is our mighty fortress, our co-pilot, our guide, judge, father, and alibi. God followed us to the Pacific, to the Rhine, to the Pole, to the Moon, to the bathroom. And wherever he sent us, wherever he followed us, God was there waiting for us. God is a voice speaking to us in the night. A convergence of events leading up to a sales opportunity. An invisible means of support.
Amen.
He is the last word of dialogue in a movie about an old man, a kid, and a dog.
Amen.
He is the author of the Gideon Bible. He is the hope of the future with the unknown up his sleeve. He is yesterday's justification, today's improved radio tire, and tomorrow's game show host when the fix is in. He comes in all colors, the black, brown, yellow, red, and he's white all over. He knows when you've been sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. He lifted Willie Stargell's home runs into the second tier. And sometimes he lets Clint Eastwood miss just to keep us on our toes. Oh, God likes hamburgers, weekends, good friends, Michelob. He likes Catholics, Protestants, the occasional Jew.
Oh, yeah.
He likes hard work. He likes good neighbors, and he likes spectacular beard in the fourth at Belmont. He is omnipresent everywhere. He is eternal all the time. He is omniscient, and he knows it. And he is an honorary citizen of these United States, whatever the country of his birth.
Amen.
But after you have succumbed to cancer, or been crushed by a car, or expired by sucking chest wounds, or heart failure, when you've killed yourself, or when you've been killed, or when you just plain died, oh, he can make everything right with those two little words. Hello, sailor.
Brian is arrested and taken before Pilate, where he is sentenced to be crucified.
Very good. Lunch, everybody.
Hail, Caesar!
Hail!
The crowd outside are getting a bit restless, sir. Permission to disperse them, please.
Disperse them? Because I haven't addressed them yet.
No, sir, but...
May I address is one of the high points of the Passover. My friend Biggus Dickus has come all the way from Rome just to hear it.
Hail, Caesar!
Hail, Caesar!
Are you not thinking of giving it a miss this year, then, sir?
Give it a miss?
Well, it's just that they're in a rather funny mood today, sir.
Really, Centurion? I'm surprised to hear a man like you rattled by a rabble of rowdy rebels.
A bit thundery, sir.
Take him away.
I'm a Roman. I can prove it honestly and crucify him well.
I really wouldn't, sir.
Out of the way, Centurion.
Let me come with you, Pontius. I may be of some assistance if there is a sudden crisis.
Crucifixion?
Yes.
Good. Out of the door, line on the left, one cross each. Next. Crucifixion?
No, freedom.
What?
Freedom for me. They said I hadn't done anything so I could go free and live on an island somewhere.
Oh. Oh, well, that's jolly good. Well,
Off you go, then.
Now, nah, man, you put in your leg. It's crucifixion, really.
Oh, I see. Very good, very good.
Well, out of the door.
Yeah, another way. Out the door. One cross each. Line on the left.
Line on the left.
Thank you.
People of Jerusalem, Rome is your friend. To prove our friendship, it is customary at this time to release a wanderer from our prison. Whom would you have me release?
Release Roger!
Very well. I shall release Roger!
Sir, we don't have a Roger, sir.
What?
We don't have anyone of that name, sir.
Ah. We have no Roger.
Well, what about Roderick, then?
Yeah!
Centurion, why do they titter, sir?
Just some Jewish joke, sir.
Are they wagging me?
Oh, no, sir.
Very well. I shall release Roderick.
Sir, we don't have a Roderick either.
No Roger, no Roderick.
Sorry, sir.
Who is this Roderick to whom you refer?
He's your warmer. And a white pig.
And a pig pocket.
He sounds a notorious criminal.
We haven't got him, sir.
Do we have anyone in our prisons at all?
Oh, yes, sir. We got a Samson, sir.
Samson?
Samson, the Sadducee strangler, sir. Silas, the Syrian assassin. Several seditious scribes from Caesarea. 67...
Let me speak to them, won't you? Good idea, Biggus. Citizen, we have Samson, the Sadducee strangler. Silas, the Assyrian assassin. Several seditious scribes.
But confession had another, there was another aspect to confession for me. Our neighborhood was right between Columbia University and Harlem, Juilliard School of Music, Grant's Tomb, two seminaries, Jewish Theological and Union Theological Seminary. I said Harlem was there. And then to the north, a Puerto Rican and Cuban section. And as Puerto Ricans began to move into our neighborhood, the diocese, in a rare display of tokenism in the early 50s, sent one Spanish priest, Father Rivera, to hear Spanish confessions. And all the Irish guys that were heavily into puberty would go to confession to Father Rivera. Because he didn't seem to understand the sins, you know? Or at least he didn't take them personally, you know? It wasn't an affront to him. He was no big theological harangue. He didn't chew you out. He was known as a light penance. In and out, three Hail Marys, you're back on the street with Father Rivera, man. Boom, right? Boom. You could see the line move. That's how fast he was working. Right? But he wasn't ready for the way Irish boys were confessing at that time in that place.
Right? Oh, bless me, Father, for I've sinned. I would touch myself in an impure manner. I was impure, impurity and impureness. Thought, word, and deed, body, touch, impure, sex, dirty. Impure legs, impureness, touch, impure, dirty body, sex, rub, and covet. Heavy on the covet, Father.
That's okay, men. Tres Ave Marias.
You'd be home in 5 minutes, you know? The Irish priest, on the other hand, nice guy, but first of all, he recognized your voice because you'd grown up there, you're right? He knew everyone. What'd you do that for, George? Oh, God, he knows, man. And the Irish priests were always heavily into penance and punishment, you know? They'd give you a couple of novenas to do, a 9 First Fridays, 5 First Saturdays, Stations of the Cross, a trip to Lourdes. Wow. That was one of the things that bothered me a little about my religion, was that conflict between pain and pleasure, you know? Because they were always pushing for pain, and you were always pulling for pleasure, man. You know? Yeah.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
And how long has it been since your last confession, my
About
son?
4 months, I guess, Father. Uh-huh, uh-huh. I missed Mass about 15 times. I lied a lot. I fucked this girl. Excuse my French, Father. I went all the way with this girl.
Don't be embarrassed, my son. I've heard it all before. I've heard much, much worse than that.
You heard cunnilingus?
I hear that from second graders.
Wow. Wobbly warhead, you heard that? Slamming a warhead at her?
Years ago.
Low clearance clit, you heard that?
Dwarf cock.
Bosom burger?
Scrotum breath.
Albino beaver?
Iguana tits.
You know what we used to call nuns? Penguin pussy.
You bangy bottom.
Madam ovary?
Slime slit.
Mashy nipple lick?
Bug nuts.
Cock nose?
Vagina.
Oriental crack?
Superdome pussy.
Afterbirth on toast? That's pizza.
Punk piss.
Hillbilly snatch?
Boob pus.
Your rhino clit?
Rhino clit? That's disgusting. That's terrible. Nice mouth. You kiss your mother with that mouth? You eat with that mouth? Garbage mouth.
Garbage mouth? Toilet tongue? Sewer mouth,
sewer chute.
Hey, Mom, too tired to cook? Why not take the kids to Mr. Veal Chop City for a bucket of Mr. Veal's great chops and a side order of his special lima beans? Here's Mr. Veal Chop to tell you more about it.
This is Julius
and Ethel
Rosenberg. Did you know that the majority of dead people are Jews?
Mm-hmm.
85% of all dead people are Jewish. So remember, if you persecute Jews when you're alive, boy, are you going to get it when you're dead.
See, Jews in space!
Jews are in space, zooming along, protecting the Hebrew race.
Out of the door, line on the left, one cross each. Jailer?
Excuse me, there's been some sort of mistake.
Just a moment, would you? Jailer, how many have come through?
What?
How many have come through?
What?
You'll have to speak up a bit, sir. He's deaf as a pouser. How many have come through?
Oh, dear.
I make it 96, sir.
No. It's such a senseless waste of human life, isn't it?
No, sir. No, not with these bastards, sir. Crucifixion's too good for them, sir.
I don't think you'd say it's too good for them. It's very nasty.
Oh, it's not. Not as nasty as something I just brought up, sir.
Yeah.
Now, crucifixion. Is there someone I could speak to?
Well, I know where they did it, if you want it.
What? Don't worry about it. Him, sir. He's dead.
Well, how did he get the job?
Bloody pilot's pet, sir.
All right.
I will give you one more chance. This time I want to hear no Rubens, no Reginalds, no Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeers, no Panther Traitors, or we shall release no one.
We need Tryon!
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Release one! Very well, that's it.
So, we have got a Brian, sir. What? Oh, you just sent him for crucifixion, sir.
Wait! We do have a Brian. Oh, cool, we feed him straight away.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Very well. I shall release Brian!
Rome, vortex of modern civilization. Rome, fountainhead of culture. Rome, blazing pronouncement of mankind's most glorious achievements.
Haircut, shave, shampoo, bloodletting, soothsaying, get your soothsaying right here. I can tell the future. You, sir, are going to Rome.
But I am in Rome.
Do I lie? Whoa, soap, we give great soap.
Plumbing here, plumbing. Yes, citizens, plumbing. It's the latest invention to hit Rome. Get on the bandwagon. Pipe the shit right out of your house. Plumbing! Plumbing here! Plumbing!
Occupation?
Gladiator.
Did you kill last week?
No.
Now listen, this is your last week of unemployment insurance. Either you kill somebody next week or we're going to have to change your status. You got it?
Yeah.
Next. Occupation?
Stand-up philosopher.
What?
Stand-up philosopher. I coalesce the vapor of human experience into a viable and logical comprehension.
Oh, a bullshit artist.
Comicus! Comicus! Back in the line.
He's not in line. He's my agent, Swiftus.
Good news. I just got you a job.
Now that you're working, you won't be needing this.
Wait a minute. That money is mine.
I'm sorry. I'm on my wine break.
Dopus! I don't have the money in my hand.
Oh, I like that. I go out and bust my anus to get you a job, and you're angry with me? Boy, you are nuts. NVTS nuts.
Okay. What kind of a job is it?
Just the best gig in all of Rome. Believe it or not, you are going to play Caesar's Palace. The main room.
Grievous!
Come on, let's not be late. The show starts in an hour.
The main room.
30, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40
rejects over the Coliseum, sell them for lion bait.
Wait a minute! What is this with lions? I can't go to the lions. I cannot go to the lions. Oh, no, because I happen to know that the lions only eat Christians. Christians. And I am a Jew. Jewish person. Yes, I can prove it. Watch this. Look at it. Hava, nagila, hava, nagila, hava, nagila, vei, nishwa, hava. Everybody.
Hava, nagila, hava, nagila, hava, nagila, hava.
Wait, listen, you can make a lot of money with me.
Wait a minute. Money? Come here. How?
I'm very entertaining. I got special talents.
I'll show you.
Look out. For the native Shim Sham Sand Dance.
Hey, what country are you from?
Ethiopia.
What part?
125th Street.
I'm going to sign him up. And that's the Ethiopian Shim Sham.
He's good. Put her there, pal. I'm Comicus, stand-up philosopher. Who are you?
I'm Josephus, and I'm the main course at the Coliseum.
The main course at the Coliseum. Say hello to some friends of mine. This is my agent, Swiftest Lazarus.
Hey, you're good, man.
And this is Miriam. She's a Vestal Virgin.
Hi.
Seize him!
Oh, seize this, Honkus.
No! Don't ever say that to the cops!
Seize him!
See, not so bad once you're up. You've been rescued, then, are you?
It's a bit late for that now, isn't it?
Oh, now, we've got a couple of days up here. Plenty of time. Lots of people get rescued.
Oh?
Oh, yeah, my brother usually rescues me. If he can keep off the tail for more than 20 minutes.
Huh?
Randy, little bugger, up and down like the Assyrian Empire. Hello, your family arrived then.
Rich!
Hello, Sleeping Brian.
Thank God you've come, Rich.
Yes, well, I think I should point out first, Brian, in all fairness, that we are not, in fact, the rescue committee. However, I have been asked to read the following prepared statement on behalf of the movement. We, the People's Front of Judea, brackets, officials, end brackets, do hereby convey our sincere fraternal and sisterly greetings to you, Brian, on this, the occasion of your martyrdom.
What?
Your death will stand as a landmark in the continuing struggle to liberate the parent land from the hands of the Roman imperialist aggressors, excluding those concerned with drainage, medicine, roads, housing, education, viticulture, and any other Romans contributing to the welfare of Jews of both sexes and hermaphrodites. Signed on behalf of the PFJ, etc. And I'd just like to add on a personal note my own admiration for what you're doing for us, Brian, at what must be, after all, for you, a very difficult time. Ridge!
For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow. And so say all of us.
And so say all of...
You bastards!
Where is Brian of Nazareth?
You bastard!
I have an order for his release.
You stupid bastard!
I'm Brian of Nazareth.
What?
Yeah, I'm Brian of Nazareth.
Take him down.
I'm Brian of Nazareth!
I'm Brian!
I'm Brian!
I'm Brian!
I'm Brian!
I'm Brian, and so's my wife!
Joking. I'm not really Brian.
No, I'm not Brian. Oh, no, it was a joke. I'm only pulling your leg. It's a joke. I'm not him. I'm just having you on.
It is the day before Christmas in Washington, D.C., where final preparations are underway for the tree-lighting ceremony on the White House lawn. We join newscaster Jimmy Olsen as he moves through the crowd outside the fence.
Hi, everybody. What a day this is. There's an excitement in the air like you wouldn't believe. Never saw so many happy faces. The holiday spirit is so strong you can almost feel it. Excuse me, sir. I'm Jimmy Olsen, WGBS-TV. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
How do you like Washington?
Great.
What do you think of that tree up there?
Fantastic. I'm from Oregon, and I know something about trees, and I tell you, that's got to be the biggest Christmas tree ever. Make a great show when the lights go on.
Thank you, sir. And you, ma'am, what do you think of all this?
Beautiful, just beautiful. I can hardly wait until tonight. It will be almost as beautiful as stars over my home state of Alabama.
Thank you, ma'am. And you, sir, have you ever been to one of these?
And while Jimmy Olsen continues his interviews, we switch to the WGBS studios in Metropolis, where Lois Lane and Clark Kent are watching a studio monitor.
Isn't he doing a great job, Clark? And on his first big assignment...
Sure is, and so is the cameraman, getting some great close-ups. Matter of fact, I thought I saw someone I...
Oh, look, that young couple and their little daughter. Listen.
And you say you're from Ohio.
Right, first time in Washington.
And it's all so wonderful. When are they going to turn on the lights, Daddy?
Right after dark, Amy. And it'll be the biggest, brightest, most beautiful Christmas tree you ever saw. It'll light up the whole lawn.
Oh, Clark, isn't she adorable? Clark, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. Just a little headache. It'll go away. I think I'll just go off a little air. Walk down by the river.
But something was wrong, and the Man of Steel felt a deep uneasiness grip his whole being. That face I saw in the crowd during Jimmy's interviews and what the little girl said light up the whole world. Somehow they go together like parts of a puzzle, but I can't seem to make them fit. If only I could remember. And as he walks along, racking his brain for answers that don't come, he sees the UN building ahead and decides to go in and listen to the debate in the Security Council in an overtime session.
And in conclusion, I wish to place my government irrevocably on record in favor of this giant step forward on the road to peace. Thank you.
It is my great privilege and honor as chairman to announce that the Security Council of the United Nations has this day voted unanimously in favor of the resolution banning the use of all nuclear weapons. I wish to thank the delegates for their devotion to duty and their self-sacrifice in giving up so much of their holiday time so that this legislation could be completed.
And it's about time. Banning nuclear weapons is the best. Nuclear weapons, that's it. That face in the crowd. It was Thurston Kilgore, the great nuclear physicist. The last time I saw him was, yeah, a Senate committee hearing 8 years ago.
Let me see if I understand you correctly, Dr. Kilgore. You say we now have nuclear superiority enough to deter...
Not just superiority, Senator, and not just a deterrent. We have the capacity to destroy our enemies at one stroke, right now, today.
You mean
that... I mean we should launch our nuclear missiles immediately.
Without warning of any kind?
Without warning, without delay, without mercy. Wipe them all out.
You would destroy over 600 billion human beings, men, women, children, just like that?
Just like that. It will be the greatest display of man-made firepower in the history of the universe.
He's mad.
America will be the master of the world for 1,000 years.
That will be all, Dr. Kilgore.
No one will dare oppose us. No one.
Remove that man.
He will remake every government in the world in our hands. And those that oppose us.
One of the most brilliant scientists of our time had obviously lost his mind and had to be confined in a mental institution. Diagnosed a hopeless case. A hopeless case? Running loose on the streets of Washington. Great Krypton. I've got to get down there right now. This is a job for... Superman.
As the mightiest man in the world races through the darkening sky, little does he realize how justified his fears are. At that very moment, in his secret laboratory not far from the White House, Thurston Kilgore is talking.
Ah, you're awake, my young friend. Good. Soon you will have the privilege of being part of the greatest Christmas happening in 2,000 years. All right, I'll remove the gag. But it's no use trying to call for help. No one can hear you. Hold still a minute. Ah, there you are.
I don't understand. Who are you? And what's the big happening you're talking about? And why are you holding me in this place?
Soon I shall be Thurston Kilgore, master of the world.
Master of the world? You've got to be kidding.
Kidding? Not at all. You see these television screens? I'll turn on number one. What do you see?
The White House. The Christmas tree on the lawn.
And here's number two. Now, what do you see?
I'm not sure. Looks like, yeah, a missile at a rocket site.
Very good. That rocket, by the way, is ready for immediate launching and carries a payload of 5 nuclear warheads, each 100 times as powerful as the Hiroshima bomb.
But what has this got to do with...
Patience, young man. Patience. And now, screen number 3.
Another rocket.
And 4. And 5. And 6. There you are. The whole picture.
5 multiple head rockets.
All tied to the controls in the war room of the Pentagon and targeted on our enemies.
But the only person authorized to push the button is...
Yes?
The President of the United States.
Precisely.
But we're not at war, and he's not about to push that button.
Quite right. Not that button, and not knowingly. But there are buttons and buttons.
I still don't...
Like the button that will turn on the lights on that beautiful Christmas tree.
On the White House lawn?
Right.
You mean to say that button is tied into the rocket launch system you just showed me?
Now you're getting it. It's tied in by a remote control circuit I secretly installed.
And when the president pushes the button that lights the tree... Good Lord!
For a brief moment, the lights will go on. And then a bomb concealed in one of the tree ornaments will detonate, destroying everyone in the immediate area.
Including the president?
Especially the president. And simultaneously, five beautiful rockets will soar like avenging angels through the night sky. And when they reach their targets, they will light up the whole world.
But what have I got to do with all this? Why hold me?
Because you, my young friend, are the big air trap I have set to capture and eliminate once and for all the only man who could possibly interfere with my plan, Superman.
Isn't this exciting? What time will they turn on the lights, Harry?
Yeah, I don't know. It should be any time now.
Will we be able to see the president from here?
I don't think so. We got here early enough to pick a good spot. Hey, mister, watch where you're going. Oh, my gosh, it's Superman.
I'm sorry, sir. I was looking for a young newscaster, Jimmy Olsen. He was interviewing people right around here a little while ago. Have you seen him?
Oh, sure. He interviewed us.
Did you see where he went?
Last we saw, I went over to that van over there.
Oh, the WGBS mobile unit. Thanks. Nobody in here. What's this on the seat? A note addressed to me. If you want to see Jimmy Olsen alive, come to the top floor of the warehouse at the end of L Street. Signed TK. TK.
Preston Kilgore, so I was right. He was the one I saw on TV.
And at that moment, a cheer goes up from the crowd.
Hey, look, it's the president!
I know there's something wrong here. Something involving the president, but I don't know what it is, and I have to go see Jimmy. Well, this is the warehouse, but I don't...
Come in, Superman. The door is open.
Kilgore.
Welcome, Superman.
Where's... Oh, Jimmy, there you are. Are you all right?
So far, but you've got to stop him, Superman. He's going to...
Don't worry. I'll take care of him.
You'll take care of nothing, Superman. You're through.
Superman, what's wrong?
I feel weak, dizzy.
And soon you will feel nothing. This machine duplicates the deadly rays of green kryptonite, the only substance that can destroy the mighty Superman. And so I leave you both. In a few minutes, you, Superman, will be dead. And my crypto-ray machine will self-destruct, wiping out all evidence of my connection with this place, including you, little Jimmy.
If only I could get loose.
Ta-da, both of you. I'm also my avatar to watch the president light up the world. And just today, the day before Christmas, the United Nations Security Council, in extraordinary session, voted unanimously to ban all nuclear weapons. On this glorious night before Christmas, therefore, there is more hope than ever that peace on earth and goodwill to all mankind can become a reality.
Come on. Get on with it. Get on with it. Light up the tree, Mr. President.
And so with great joy in my heart, I press the button that will light up this beautiful symbol of brotherhood and love.
And just as his finger touches the button, the figure of the mightiest man on earth swoops down out of the sky.
Superman
tears one of the ornaments off the tree and hurls it high into the night sky, where it explodes harmlessly with a roar. Now the president is safe at least, but I was too late to prevent the rockets from being fired. Got to stop them somehow. And then occurred one of the most incredible events in the history of the world. Crisscrossing the skies at unbelievable speed, a man of steel flies to each of the five rockets in rapid succession, changes their course in mid-flight, and heads them on a collision course with the sun, where their death-dealing potential will be fused with the life-giving energy of Earth's great star. Later, back at the WGBS studios in Metropolis.
What an incredible story, Jimmy.
By sheer luck, my chair fell over as I struggled to break the ropes I was tied up with. And I fell against Kilgore's crypto-ray machine, knocking it over and putting it out of action.
With the rays stopped, of course, Superman's strength returned.
And since Kilgore had shown me where the bomb on the Christmas tree and all the rockets were located, I told Superman, and you know the rest.
What happened to Kilgore?
In a way, I feel kind of sorry for him. The failure of his plan was too much for his twisted mind.
And the police picked him up, babbling like a baby on the White House lawn.
Clark Kent, where in the world have you been?
Well, I hate to admit it, but I was tired and went up to my room for a nap. What did I miss?
I go on the air at midnight. Listen, and you'll find out.
You're on, Miss Lane.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Lois Lane with the latest WGBS inside story of how Superman saved the life of the president and prevented World War III in what will probably go down as one of the greatest Christmas events.
Come here, Chris.
Sir. Now, tonight, we have a private party.
Private party.
Take their orders.
Take their orders.
Be correct.
Be correct.
Be polite.
Be polite.
And push the mulled wine. We're stuck with it.
Push the mulled wine. We're stuck.
Don't write it now.
Sir.
Now go.
Yes, sir.
Before this night is over, one of you shall betray me 3 times.
No. No. Master, how can you feel that anyone here would betray you? You who we would follow even unto our death.
Yes.
Does everybody want soup?
Please, we must talk. This may be our last supper.
Hey, it's my first order. Oh, look, one little question. I'll let you all go. Are you all together, or is it separate checks?
Please, go away.
Go away. Right, okay.
Yay, so you say. But one who sits amongst us has already betrayed me this night. Who?
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 Who can it be?
Judas! Do you want a beverage? Try the mulled wine. It's terrific.
No! Leave us alone!
Go! Oh, go! Go!
All right. Jesus.
Yes.
What?
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 Yes.
Jesus!
What?
Yes.
What?
You said what?
What?
Nothing.
Ah, Leonardo.
Buongiorno.
Just a sec.
It's all right. We ordered a group portrait.
Okay. Everybody want to be in the picture? Get up and go to the other side of the table. Come on.
There you are. I might have known it would end up like this. To think of all the love and affection I've wasted on you. Well, if that's how you treat your poor old mother in the autumn years of her life, all I can say is, go ahead, be crucified. See if I care. I might have known.
Mom!
I'd be sick to
Mom!
All young people have been nowadays. I don't know what the world's come to.
Cheer up, Brian. You know what they say?
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your seat, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance and out.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit, when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, Brian, cheer up. What you lost?
Always
nothing.
Look on the right side of life.
Nothing will come from nothing. You know what I say?
Always
cheer up, you old bugger. Come on, give us a quiz. There you are. See? In the film. Incidentally, this record's available
always
in the foyer.
Always look on the right side of life.
Some of us got to live as well, you know. All right, it's a lot. Let's get this place.
Now returns control of your radio device to you until next week.
Ready to go.
you can come as you are. You pay as you go. Pay as you go. In your automatic.